Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
On an unexpected show tonight. Sometimes those are the best. We are taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. As always, if you want to join the program, you can do so. You can call, you can text, you can tweet, or you can leave a video chat message. If you call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. If you tweet at me, it's at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or if you want to leave a video chat, you just, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, just leave a comment in the chat and we will see that. This is, I need help. Sometimes I just don't make the right decisions. Sometimes I prioritize the wrong things. I am generally up very late at night, and I need to go to bed earlier. I need to do a better job of being disciplined and getting my butt in bed at a respectable hour. It doesn't happen. When you work in baseball, when you work in sports, you're just, everything is later in the day. And my normal going to bed time generally at its earliest is 3:30 in the morning. And a lot of times it's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm getting ready to go to bed this morning slash last night, and I see a tweet, a Cardinals tweet, about yesterday's game and the decision on when to take Pallante out and all that sort of stuff. And obviously the thing to do in that situation, because it's flipping 4 o'clock in the morning, is to put my phone on the charger and get myself in bed and maybe look at that at a later time. What do I do? I literally go back to my computer. I bring up StatCast data and I start looking stuff up because I want to respond to this tweet. So I brought up the data on every single hit that occurred at the end of Pallante's day leading up to that WHIT hit. I was getting the hit probabilities and you know, ground ball and for like all kinds of stuff. And I send out this long tweet going batter by batter, giving like data and everything. That's me. 4 o'clock in the morning, long day, tired as all you know what. And you know what? I'm a dive into some data and send out a tweet because I'm going to. So that's my I got problems sometimes, and that was one of my problems last night. But if you do want to talk about the Cardinals, have a little bit of time for it. You can call, you can text, you can tweet. Phone number is 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. Text or tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Leave that video chat like Steve did, and Steve sends a message that says, I think Marmol is doing the best he can with what he's got. The pitching is pretty thin. They need a couple more relievers that they can rely on and another starter. I agree with for sure the best of the first part about that. Like, we can't sit here and say, hey, this is a team that everybody thought was going to be terrible when the season got started, and then they haven't been terrible, and not give a fair amount of the credit for that to Oliver Marmol, right? Like, that's if you really want to be fair about things, you do have to be fair about that part. I think the pitching is thin. I would argue, and we've talked about this a lot. On the Redbird Rush Hour, the profile of the pitching is the question here, because yesterday is the great example of why you need more swing and miss. And I get it. There's a lot of people listening to me right now that are sitting here saying, look, you like pitch to contact guys, you like ground ball guys. Like, the game is aesthetically more pleasing when the game is played that way. I'm not even arguing that. But what happened yesterday is you can have some things that normally aren't hits that come up as a hit, you know, to the point of that tweet that I sent out last night and just going through everything that happened. And this is why I was perfectly fine with Andre Pallante staying in the game. When you break down everything that happened there in that fifth inning yesterday, Caglione grounds out to get the inning going. At that point, Pallante has retired 13 in a row. Zero reason to even consider the fact that maybe Pallante's going to start to wear down or Pallante's going to start to be less effective. Then he gives up a home run to Lofton. If you look at the pitch, Pallante clearly misses his location. Bad pitch. Terrible pitch. Not a good pitch. Got a home run. You know what? That's baseball. That happens. So he retired 13 in a row, and then he gives up a home run. At that moment, there is still no reason whatsoever to be concerned about what's going on. Then Waters comes up. He gets a base hit that has an exit velo of less than 89 miles per hour that had a hit probability of 28%. Andre Pallante completely did his job in that spot. Pallante is somebody who works to the ground, and that is exactly what you want. A very low hit probability hit that just found its way through. That should have been the second out. Isbell then comes up to the plate, admittedly hits the ball hard. It was his hit was not one that was 88.6 miles per hour. I don't have the number in front of me, but it was a legit hard hit ball. But even that ball had just a 43% hit probability. So less than 50%, 43%. So if the numbers play out the way they should play out, the Waters hit should have been an out, the Isbell hit should have been an out, and the inning would be over. Still at this moment, there is no reason to be concerned about Pallante. He is doing exactly what you want him to do. He's going through he's getting his ground balls. They're all balls that should be outs. They just happen to find holes. Then India comes up and very legit hard hit single. Not going to try to tell you that that's something other than just a legit hit. So other than the home run, which was a mislocation, the India hit is the first time that he really gives up the legit, everything about this says it's going to be a hit. Give all the credit in the world to the hitter. There's no luck involved in this. So for the people who are complaining about last night, I just went through all of that. When are you getting the bullpen up? It's the first of 13 straight days of baseball. you can't be getting relief pitchers up and down and up and down. And Ollie has said that in this period where they have to find ways to keep their bullpen as rested as possible, they are going to ask starting pitchers to maybe go a little bit deeper in games. That makes all the sense in the world. There's nothing outlandish about that. That is a very sound way of thinking. So going through everything that I just went through, hitter by hitter by hitter, where do you see the opportunity to get somebody up? And to me, the first time you really see that is the hard hit single off the bat of Jonathan India. And even the hit that Bobby Witt gets, that was just out of the reach of Mason Wynn. That had a solid hit probability. That was a hard hit ball, solid hit, all that sort of thing. But with where Wynn was set, he almost got to that. And the Isbell hit, he almost got to that as well. So Wynn almost got to two of those. The other one had a 28% hit probability. Like, there's just not this clear spot where, oh yeah, you got to get Pallante out. And I had a lot of people on social media pushing back today on, well, you had to get Pallante out because of who he's been over his last five or six starts. Well, if we're going to play that game, who's Steven Matz been recently? Who's Kyle Leahy been recently? And I really like these guys, and I think they are putting up fantastic numbers. But even they have taken a step back. Now, to be fair about things, that they haven't taken the same step back that Pallante has. But Pallante hasn't been, per se, bad. Over his last six starts going into yesterday, he had one really bad start. Had a bunch of kind of average, slightly above, slightly below average type games that went in aggregate. They turn into not so great numbers, but in its own thing, you don't really look at that hard. But I really pushed back on the people who were really upset about the way things went yesterday, because it's one of those where if you really break down what is happening in the moment, hitter by hitter by hitter, and knowing that you've got a lot of games in a row, knowing that you want to save the bullpen, knowing that you don't want to get relief pitchers up a lot without getting them into the game. You don't want to do that over and over. You're going to give starters a little bit more leash because of that. I don't have a problem with any decision that was made when it came to that yesterday. We will take a break, and we will we'll roll on here in just a moment. Ryan Fagan from Sports Hub STL, longtime baseball writer. He joins us coming up in just a moment. This is a
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
On 104.1 FM, the same great station with even better sound.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to be with you today. A little bit of an unexpected show after a rainout today for the Cardinals. I was just talking to this guy in the Cardinals clubhouse a few hours ago. He made it out to the ballpark, and then they don't even play a game for him. He is Ryan Fagan. He continues to cover baseball, doing it at a lot of different places, including working with the folks at Sports Hub STL, and he's on Twitter at Ryan, F-A-G-A-N. Ryan, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. I was looking forward to hearing the crack of the bat a couple times tonight from the press box, but that didn't happen. But, you know, that's okay. That just means more baseball tomorrow, right?
Yeah, a lot of baseball tomorrow with a couple games to be played. It's never as good as it is at its best. It's never as bad as it is at its worst. But we've seen an extreme difference this year with the Cardinals when they have played seemingly their best baseball and have played their worst baseball. It's maybe still early to ask this, but who do you think who they really are is closer to, that really good version or the not so good version?
I think they're closer to the really good version. And again, that's not to say they're going to go 16-4 or something like they did not too long ago. But I think when you look at some of the losses that they've had, it's easy to look at the games they've played and said, okay, well, just don't make that simple mistake, right? Just play the tight defense that we've seen that they can do for long stretches. And I think, you know, when you look at what makes teams successful, if it's a team that's got a lot of hitters and they're hitting very well, you know, a good pitcher is going to stop that from time to time, and that's going to be a problem. But if it's a team that plays good defense, generally speaking, they will play good defense more than they do not play good defense. And, you know, especially some of the games, two of the losses in Texas, you know, the defense just wasn't there, and it wasn't like they weren't making great plays, right? It was just they didn't make some of their team plays that they've made the first 50-some odd games of the year. So you feel like that's something that can come back. You know, I think the bigger question is the starting pitching going to continue to be as good as it is? And we've even seen, you know, Herrera's come back to earth a little bit, but, you know, it's not like it's impacted the way that they can win baseball games, because they have enough guys in that lineup who can do a little bit of damage and come up with big hits so they can survive, you know, Ivan Herrera not being on a pace to hit .410 with 57 home runs in the year. And as long as they play that good defense, I think they'll be fine. I'm not sure they're going to be a team that's going to push for, you know, 95 wins, but they're closer to a 95-win team than a 65-win team.
In three of their last four games, they've given up a lot of runs, 11 and 8 in their two losses against the Rangers, and then obviously the 10 runs that they gave up yesterday. You just mentioned starting pitching. It feels like there's a lot of question marks beyond Sonny Gray and Matthew Liberatore. There's not a lot of swing and miss. We saw that really beat up on Pallante yesterday, where some ground balls turned into hits, and then that turns in to the decisive inning. Is that just who this team is, and they've got to find a way to kind of work through it?
I think that's right. That is who it is. Because I mean, you look at this rotation, and it's, I mean, aside from Sonny Gray, it's not, you know, and Liberatore to an extent, it's not a lineup that's going to go out there and average, you know, 9-10 strikeouts per nine innings. It's going to rely on defense. And when you are a pitcher who relies on putting the ball in play, that BABIP, the batting average of the balls in play, the BABIP monster is going to bite you from time to time. It's just how it is. And there's no way around that. The way to counteract that is, you know, with good scouting reports and good defense and being in the right place and then making the play when the ball comes to you. But that only goes so far. You know, there are times where it seems like every ground ball is going to find a hole and sneak into the outfield. That's kind of what happened to Pallante yesterday. And that is absolutely going to happen from time to time. And there's no way around it. You set up and you know you have these players. You don't need to have these types of pitchers in the rotation. And they've got the type of not just defenders at home, but the type of ballpark that can allow you to still be successful with that. I think when you look at, you know, this is a totally different conversation, but when you look at getting into the postseason, that's where you're a little more worried about not having swing and miss type guys in the rotation, because that's when everything is heightened and the better offenses are there. But over a course of 162 game season, if you have guys who are going to put the ball in the strike zone, and Mike Michaelis's case, sometimes work out of the strike zone maybe a little bit more than he has in the past, and be willing to accept a couple of walks if you get guys to chase balls and make weak contact, it's going to be there. But yeah, you're going to have games like that. I'm not sure there's any way around that at all.
I saw something today on social media. I wish I could find it again, and I can't. But it was expected slug versus slugging percentage, and there's a 23-point differential so far this year in terms of expected slug, where slugging percentage across Major League Baseball is 23 points lower than expected slug, and that is the highest number through June in a long time. Does that go to what you were just talking about, that even in an era now where you can't have the overshift, that these teams are really, really good at just knowing where to position defenders?
Yeah, I mean, and there's a I don't want to say an art to it, because it's a lot of math and numbers and advanced analytics that help you put you in those positions. But you know, I think some of the good coaching staffs out there are kind of blending that with a little bit of the old gut, right? You know what I mean? There'd be ball players say, okay, well, my pitchers, or there'd be managers say, like, oh, my pitcher's tiring a little bit, so this guy who may not have been able to get around on his fastball in the second inning, maybe in the sixth inning, is going to try to shave guys over. And I think there's at least an awareness that you can blend those things. You don't have to go fully by the numbers. And but yeah, I mean, I think there's so much more information out there. You can, I mean, these teams have the tools to know where a guy is going to hit a slider that is, you know, 1 mile an hour slower than a normal slider from this pitcher, depending on where it is. They know where the ball is likely to go off the bat, right? And so you do the best you can with that information you have. But again, you know, you have to have the type of defenders who can do something with it, with being in the right spot. And for the most part, the Cardinals have those guys all over the ballpark.
Yeah, from a margin of error standpoint, in that inning yesterday, two of the ground balls literally were just, you know, inches, centimeters, yeah, out of the reach of a diving Mason Wynn. First off, I can't remember an inning where there were two ground balls that were just out of the reach of Wynn. And then the second side of that is, if Wynn is one step further over in his starting position for either of those, they don't score any runs in the inning. So, I mean, that it just shows how thin the margin can be on everything that's going on in this game.
And that's why scouting departments and all of the folks in the front offices love swing and miss. They love guys who have arms that can get those swing and miss. That's why a guy like Helsley is so valuable in the bullpen in the latter innings. That's why, you know, even as Sonny Gray struggled at times, especially early in the year, that's why he's still their best pitcher. You know, I mean, we talk about this on Sports Hub, you know, when Joe Roderick and I would do the show on Fridays, and he'd be like, well, okay, well, if the season started now, or the playoffs started now, who would be your number one starter? It's still Sonny Gray. Like, I don't care if he's had a bad outing. He's still the guy that is going to go out and get swing and miss. And you look at him, he's got, you know, he's the only Cardinal starter averaging more than a strikeout per inning, and there's nobody else particularly close. You know, Libertor's in second place among those starters at 7.8, and Sonny Gray's almost at 10 at 9.9. He's still the guy, and that's why they love that. That's why guys who have swing and miss stuff will command more on the trade market. They'll command more in the free agent market, because it takes one of those elements out of the equation. And I'm not going to say it's luck, but it's kind of a luck element too. You know, like you said, just one step over a half step over and win, get some of those. Of course, on the other hand, if he's a half step the other way, he's not even close. Right. We don't think about it. But, you know, and I think that's just – it's yet another way to illustrate how important the swing and miss is. And, again, that's something that as a rotation, the Cardinals just don't have a lot of.
Cardinals are chasing the Cubs. Cubs are 38-22. I think most people thought that on paper the Cubs were the best team in the division when the season got started, but very few people saw them having the best record in the National League on June 4th. You've covered this game from a national perspective for a really, really long time. When you look at the Cubs, how legit do you think their record is?
Well, I will say this, and this is not, it's going to sound like a knock. It's not. The Cubs have done a really, really good job of beating the teams that they should beat, right? And I think that when you look at the teams they've played lately, you know, going back to the middle of May, you know, a series against Miami, followed by a series against the White Sox, followed by a series against Miami, you know, since Cincinnati, and then the Rockies, Cincinnati again, and now the Nationals. And it's not exactly world beaters. And again, I'm not saying that is a bad thing, because in that stretch, you know, the Cubs have gone 15-4. That's what good teams do. That's how you get into the playoffs. That's how you get home field advantage. You have to beat up on the teams that are not very good, because, you know, it may not feel like it when you look at a 162-game schedule compared to the NFL, where they play far fewer games and every game matters more. But if you are mediocre against the bad teams, you're probably not going to be where you want to be in the playoff picture. The Cubs have done a really, really good job of not just beating those teams, but beating up on those teams. I mean, in that stretch, you know, they're 15-4 since May 11th, and they've outscored the other team 116-64. I mean, they're smoking these teams, but that's what you have to do, you know. And the am I going to say that the Cubs are that much better than the Cardinals or the Brewers? I mean, the Brewers have been playing better baseball lately too. And I think they're a team that, even as bad as they started, that's still a really good team and is going to factor into the equation. But the Cubs have done what they need to do. They've beat up on the teams that are not very good. And that's how you get into the postseason. And that is taking care of business against those types of teams. And they've done that.
Ryan Fagan, part of the team over at Sports Hub STL. He's covered baseball for a really, really long time, and we're sad he didn't get to watch baseball tonight, but he will again at some point in the near future. Ryan, thanks for the time as always. We'll catch up again real soon.
Always enjoy. Thanks, Matt.
All right, very good. That's Ryan Fagan joining us here on the program. Appreciate him. Again, kind of a last notice sort of thing where we didn't know we were going to – we learned that we were going to have a Sports Open Line tonight at about 4:20, and then we went into the planning stages at that point to try to get everything put together. So appreciate all of our guests tonight with Joe Roderick, Jake Zivin, and Ryan Fagan all joining us, a couple Sports Hub STL guys in there. And they even mentioned they do a show together on Fridays talking all things at Cardinals baseball. Glad that Ryan has Ryan's a fantastic baseball writer and has done it at the national level for a really long time, and great that he's able to be back part of it on a more common basis with the work he's doing over at Sports Hub STL. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call, that's how you text. You can tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or if you are watching on the video chat, you can just leave a comment and we'll respond to those as we are taking you until 8 o'clock tonight, and then the Gas House Gang with Tom Ackerman and Chris Ranji will be coming up after that. Don't go anywhere. You're locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wax.
Sorry.
Cards manager Ollie Marmol joins the Gas House Gang every Tuesday at noon. Sponsored by Siteman Cancer Center. On the voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Rolling on with the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Have you for another 20 or so minutes. Take you to 8 o'clock tonight. And then we've got our Gas House Gang replay with Tom Ackerman and Chris Ranji. That's going to take place this evening from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Talking all things Cardinals baseball. Again, if you want to chime in, you can do so by calling or texting 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. Tweeting at me, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air, or leaving a video message. Eddie sent in a question asking about tomorrow's doubleheader and whether or not we know who the extra player is going to be for tomorrow. We don't. They'll announce that coming up tomorrow. If I'm making the decision, and I'm not, but if I'm making the decision, I take the opportunity to get Ryan Fernandez back in here for a day, because I'm a big believer in Fernandez. I was also a big believer in he needed to get to AAA based off the way he was pitching earlier this year. Like, you had to get him fixed. But we saw last year from Fernandez how good he can be and how impactful he can be as he worked his way into more high-leverage spots last year. And he has a live arm. So with the way it works is when you bring the guy up for the doubleheader, the extra guy for the doubleheader, there's not the rule that goes along with it that when they return to AAA the next day that they have to stay down at AAA for 10 days. So I think tomorrow is a fantastic opportunity to get Fernandez up and take a look at him, make sure to get him in one of those games and see how he looks. This is what he's done in Memphis recently. He last pitched yesterday. Yesterday he went two innings, gave up one hit with three strikeouts. Before that, on May 30th, he went an inning and two-thirds, no hits, three strikeouts. Before that, May 25th, went two innings, no hits, two strikeouts. Before that, inning and a third on May 23rd, no hits, three strikeouts. So three of the four outs were strikeouts. He has given up one total run over the course of his last one, two, three, four, five, six, seven outings. It's pretty good. Average against in the month of May was 190. No. 213, excuse me. Strikeout to walk ratio was 21 to 10. Whip was a little high, but not terrible. So That's what I would do, because he still profiles to be a very big part of this bullpen this year. So I think tomorrow is a fantastic opportunity to take a look at Ryan Fernandez and see what he's going to do. All right, let's give Tate has given us a call. Tate, you are on Sports Open Line. Hey.
I just wanted to say I hope the Cardinals sweep the doubleheader tomorrow, even though there was no game tonight.
I hope so too. Appreciate the phone call, Tate. Yeah, I love that. Go sweep the doubleheader, win 2 out of 3. You know, that's, we were talking about this before this series even started, where there was a little bit more of an importance in winning some of these games against Kansas City because of what the schedule looks like after Kansas City leaves on this homestand, because after this, you've got the Dodgers coming in for 3. And you also have Toronto coming in for 3. So it's a 9-game homestand, and this is not me taking a shot at Kansas City. I think they're a good, not great club. But I would argue that between Kansas City, the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays, that Kansas City is the least of those three. Now, Toronto's got a record at 31-29. Kansas City is 32-29, so Kansas City does have a slightly better record than Toronto, but I just think on paper, Toronto is a better team than Kansas City. So if you're, not that they are going to lose the series to the Dodgers, but the Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball, if you're setting yourself up to potentially maybe lose 2 of 3 there, if you can win 2 of 3 against Kansas City, then you can go into that Toronto series, you know, even Steven in the homestand, and try to take 2 of 3 from Toronto, and then maybe at that point you can win the series. So have to see if they can do that and sweep the doubleheader coming up tomorrow. I had a question asking about pitching and why it's kind of gone downhill over the past 10 or so games, saying, is it mismanagement by Oliver Marmol? Is the pitchers tiring out? Is it something else? It's not mismanagement by Marmol. If anything, I think he is very good at kind of staying the course. And if you believe in your guys and you got talented guys, I mean, you think about where the bullpen was and then how it came back. There were moves in terms, again, going back to Ryan Fernandez, it was around the time that Fernandez got sent to AAA. But, basically roles stayed the same. Starting pitching has not been as effective. It has not gone as deep into games. That's had a bit of a domino effect when it comes to the bullpen. There was always going to be, without a doubt, and it's kind of happened fairly quickly, but there was always going to be a little bit of a regression from somebody like a Steven Matz and for somebody like a Kyle Leahy, because, you know, bluntly, they were not going to be able to continue putting up the kind of numbers that they have been putting up. You are not going to see a sub-2 ERA from each of those guys. Now, it is obviously, for both those guys, the numbers have jumped up a little bit quicker than you would have liked to have seen, for sure. So when we look at what's going on right now, specifically with Matz and Leahy, because those are the two high-leverage guys that have not been quite as good here recently. For Matz, he has given up runs in 3 of his last 4 appearances. He has given up 5 runs over his last 2 appearances. His ERA over his last 4 appearances, his ERA has gone from 1.74 to 2.60. 2.60 is still a really, really good ERA, but it has obviously jumped a lot in a short amount of time. Kind of the same story on Kyle Leahy. He also has given up runs in 3 of his last 4 appearances. One of those appearances against Arizona, he only got 1 out while he ended up getting, while he gave up 3 runs. And we've seen his ERA jump. He was at 1.24, and that ERA has jumped up to 2.56. So, again, a really solid ERA at 2.56. But when it comes to Matz and Leahy, they each of them have seen a sizable percentage of their total runs all come in a short amount of time here. And that's actually going back, and look, I'm not trying to do yesterday's postgame show, but just in having some conversations that I had with people today on social media, continuing to really break down yesterday, and so many people were so upset about Pallante being allowed to face Bobby Witt yesterday. And I had a lot of people say, look at Pallante over his last six games. And I'm not going to redo this whole conversation because Kevin and I went deep on this during the Redbird Rush Hour on what we have seen from Pallante recently. But there was a lot of argument towards using Pallante's numbers from his last six games, where he's got a 5-plus ERA, using that as a reason to not allow him to pitch to Witt yesterday, where at the same time, you wanted to see Steven Matz in there. And as good as Matz has been, he has also been trending in the wrong direction. Now, I'm not trying to spin things. I'm not trying to not be fair here. Matz's recent downturn, if you want to call it that, that's probably a little bit extreme, but you understand where I'm going with this. For Matz, it's not quite as long as it was with Pallante, where his numbers have come back. But to me, it was a little bit silly that we're sitting here having people clamor for one guy to get taken out of the game, in part because of what his numbers have been recently, when they wanted somebody else to come in whose numbers recently have also not been fantastic. Let's go to Gerard, who's given us a call. Hey, Gerard, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
I mentioned to the screener guy that what I remember about this year, we've been pretty good in these doubleheaders, these rain-delay doubleheaders. Because I remember we played the Mets. Now, this is going back 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And that's what started us turnaround. We lost five games in a row to them. You know, a series there. And then, any rate, and we had two games left with them in the series. We ain't beat them yet. I think we were 0-5.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had two games left with them. They're beating us again. Or we got the lead, ninth inning. They brought JoJo in, and he ain't been good yet. But it turned him around. And he froze that Alonzo at the plate, like with the bases loaded, bottom of the ninth or top of the ninth, whatever it was. And he froze that Alonzo, their best hitter. Then we won the next game, you know, on that rain delay, what I remember. And it just seems like since then they've been playing some ball. I know it gave JoJo some more confidence because our bullpen was terrible there for a little while. And let me say this. I love your analysis. If you'll comment on that, I appreciate it. But I love your analysis on Pallante because I started to worry about him too. But I agree with you. I like that what you said about him today. He'll be fine. And then the other two, you talked about Leahy and Matz.
Yeah.
I don't mind them giving up these runs here because they're games where, you know, their numbers aren't going to be in the ones. You know, their ERA aren't going to be in the ones. I mean, it's just going to happen. Sooner or later, they're going to give up some runs. And I'm okay with it right now. I mean, we end up getting blowed out anyway. So I don't mind them creeping up to 2.5 or whatever. But at any rate, I love your analysis. Tell me what you think about my last comment. And I'm always happy to listen to you, Matt Pauly. You do a great job.
Thanks, Gerard. I appreciate the phone call. Good call right there. Cardinals record, by the way, in doubleheaders this year. They have a 5-3 overall record. They've gone 2-1-1 in doubleheaders. So they've swept two doubleheaders. They've split one. And they have been swept in one this year. But generally, you split doubleheaders. So the fact that they've got two sweeps this year, that's a pretty good spot to be in. You know, this I think Gerard's right when you really go back and see when the Cardinals' strong run began. That doubleheader sweep of the Mets, that was a big moment. They just had not been able to beat the Mets for whatever reason. Talk about meet the Mets, they couldn't beat the Mets, and they were able to have some success against them, and with that they took 2 of 3 in the series, and then that's where it really took off. Now they split a series, to be fair. Before that, they took 2 of 3 against Milwaukee, which was a really important series, and then they split a 4-gamer on the road against Cincinnati. That's totally fine, but that was the first time there in that run that they beat a really good team. They took 2 out of 3 from the Mets, and then just a week later, they were able to take 2 out of 3 against Philadelphia. They won a series against Arizona, sweeping them. They easily could have taken 2 out of 3 from Detroit, who had the best record in baseball. But yeah, that that doubleheader sweep of the Mets, that is a big moment and a big part of this team being able to take steps forward. One more break. We'll come back. And if we got time for calls before we're done, we'll get some in there. I'm not sure if we will, but I'll take one more break. We'll wrap things up in just a moment here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Just a couple minutes left here in this edition of the program. If you're just now joining us and you're trying to figure out why in the world you're not listening to Cardinals baseball, well, that's because tonight's game has been rained out and it's going to be made up as a doubleheader tomorrow. The schedule for tomorrow, game one is at 12:45. That means our pregame coverage will begin tomorrow morning at 11:50. And then the second game is going to be at the regularly scheduled time of 6:45 with a 5:50 broadcast here on KMOX. For those of you who had tickets to one of these two games, if you had tickets for the second game tomorrow, what has turned into the second game was originally the only game. Well, that ticket remains the same for that game. If you had tickets for today's game, then you're able to get into the early game tomorrow at 12:45 Central Time. So, I hope all the folks that made their way in from Kansas City have been able to enjoy an evening in St. Louis for sure, because there were a lot of Royals fans there. That was the debut of Jack Caglione, which was cool to see. But there were a lot of Royals fans. They certainly made a little bit of noise. I joke, and I say this somewhat facetiously, you know, Cardinals fans have taken over Kauffman Stadium for years and years and years and years and years. Yesterday was one of the first or one of the only times where, not that they took over, but there was certainly a larger presence of Royals fans at Busch Stadium yesterday than there are for most Cardinals-Royals games that are played here in St. Louis. Eddie sent in a question on the video chat asking, what are my thoughts on the pitcher that was signed yesterday? That is Tyler Matzek. Yeah, worth a flyer is probably what I would say on him. He's a guy who's been a little bit banged up here recently. He's had some good moments, but he is somebody who you look and see what he's going to be, and I think he's probably going to be somebody who's given a big league opportunity at some point in the relatively near future. That is it for this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly. Again, we've got Cardinals baseball coming up tomorrow. Thanks so much for being tuned in, and we will talk to you tomorrow here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.